We're back with our VML bird watching at the Lurie's, and we're still talking tourism. And now we're sitting with the head of PR for South African Tourism, Thandiwe. Welcome, Thandiwe. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for the warm welcome.
It's lovely to have you here at the Lurie's, and you were just part of a panel that was talking about building South Africa as a brand. Am I right?
Yes. We're together with Brand South Africa, and we're just exploring the power of nation branding. And the topic actually was around creativity being our soft power. And it was just an interesting conversation all around.
So how do you see creativity, and where does it fit into SA tourism?
It actually is our asset. It's not even a thing that stands on its own. It's our asset, because in the creativity, people get to tell the authentic stories. And authenticity is what actually makes a brand or a destination very attractive. So creativity for us obviously manifests in different ways. There's creativity in the culinary offering that we've got. There's creativity in our culture. There's creativity in our various towns and places. If you think about, for instance, our design quarter, if you think about, for instance, Maboneng in Johannesburg. So really, creativity is on all sorts of angles that actually have to do with the destination offering.
And why is it important for you to be at a place like the Lurie's Creative Week and to have a panel here?
You know, the Lurie's is obviously where all of creative excellence is celebrated. And I think it's been really important to actually celebrate our people. And also, we do know that through the various creative executions that are celebrated with the Lurie's, the South African story is told. And for us, we're all about ensuring that stories are told. We know that digital is big, for instance, and that's a big marketing tool. And that's what we do as an entity, as in South African Tourism.
Mm. And how do you, as South African Tourism, and you're building this brand, and then something happens outside of your control, how do you keep the brand constant? Do you have a plan and you stick to it?
You've got to be very strategic in when you actually are communicating about a brand, because there are a lot of other factors that affect the brand. But what is important for us is actually the partnerships that we've got with various entities that can actually help us drive the message or help us influence a certain perception around our brand, whether at a particular moment in time or throughout the entire time. So we actually partner with various entities, including Brand South Africa, and that's why we're on the stage with them today. But also we work with the likes of the presidency. We also work with the greater government. Think about the impact of home affairs on our destination. So really, it's not a thing that we do by ourselves to ensure that we keep this brand health intact. So we absolutely, partnerships are critical for us to do so. But of course, as we execute our marketing work, sometimes we'll take some really tactical decisions, whether or not we stop a certain campaign to drive a certain message at a particular time. That will just be in the course of the marketing work that we do.
And of course, tourism is so important to South Africa. I mean, it is really something that can drive jobs and economic growth. So promoting it it's actually like a strategic part of the country.
Correct. One of the things that our Minister of Tourism is really driving us to do more and more is to be very focused on also what the Government of National Unity priorities are. And one of them is around ensuring that we contribute to reducing unemployment. So even in some of the campaigns that we undertake, we need to make sure that we contribute to reducing unemployment. We need to make sure that we promote youth. We need to make sure that we promote women-owned establishments, because then we start ensuring that tourism even more so contributes to the economy, also in different ways. In just celebrating and promoting our culture, we actually are contributing to our economy, because what we do know is that people will come or will opt for a destination when they actually have seen the culture of the destination. That contributes to the affinity, and it actually kind of inspires a bit more curiosity around the brand. Yeah.
That's very interesting that you say, and people have seen the culture. And we find that there is a resurgence in African culture, fashion, music. So we are kind of getting out there. Is that playing a role in driving people to the country?
Absolutely. And the fact that we keep showing up in all these different ways is also interesting. You know, the other day I saw an article that said South Africa's accent has been voted as the sexiest accent. And my biggest question was, what is the South African accent? We're such a diverse nation, and that is actually what we celebrate, and that is actually what people appreciate, that we can be so diverse, but we can be so harmonious in our country. You know, and for me, that is the thing that makes our culture as in so interesting, so rich, so multi-layered.
Yes.
And absolutely, it plays a huge role in how we show up as a country. South African Tourism has had a lot of campaigns that celebrate our culture. Our most recent campaign, global brand campaign called Come Find Your Joy. In that campaign, you see culture being celebrated in the traditional Zulu gear.
Yes.
You see culture being celebrated in the way that food is being presented by Wandile Mabaso, a renowned world-renowned chef. You see how culture is represented by, Zakes, who actually is a very well-known musician. So we really celebrate it from all sorts of different angles. You see different South Africans sitting at a table enjoying a very great culinary offering, and that's what it is.
I really enjoyed that campaign because it was a little bit of a break with the stuff you guys have done before.
Correct.
It was quite refreshing. Brave and it's, very refreshing. Hmm. And I did enjoy it because somebody said to me once before that you can go to Kenya and you'll see lions. You come to South Africa and you can see lions. We also need to differentiate ourselves.
Correct.
We want to associate with Africa.
Correct.
But then we need to differentiate ourselves as a market to pull the people here and not
Correct.
There.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big marketing challenge. But I absolutely believe that South Africa has got lots of assets to do so. We are unique. You know, we've got brilliant stories to tell. Our accents are the things that we can celebrate. Our humor. We just are so great in how we show up, even in the most compelling of situations. We still find humor and we still celebrate who we are. And I think those are the things that absolutely differentiate us from the next African country. Though we obviously embrace the fact that we are within the African continent, we are very much proud of
yes.
being part of Africa and we're very much proud of celebrating the entire continent in the work that we do as well. Mm.
Well, thank you very much for chatting to me.
Thank
it's
you
been
so
lovely.
Much. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of Lori's
Thank
week.
You so much. And also, please enjoy your time here. Thank you.